Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to another edition of Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Mike and Stu, that's us.
That's us.
You're Mike, I'm Stu. I'm Stu, you're Mike.
I'm Sip.
I'm Stu.
You're Chew.
You're making fun of me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. Bruise morning. Your feelings.
Morning, Leanna.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
You did some traveling this week, didn't you? Or were those pictures from another adventure?
Let's see. We ate at Ed's Seafood Shed.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Breakfast or dinner?
Dinner.
Mm. Did you get the Mobtown hot catfish?
Yeah, my boyfriend did, and I got the fish tacos.
Oh, wow.
Yummy.
Yeah. We went to breakfast there last week and sat out there, and I had my fish and grits and just sat out there and looked at the bay, and it's a wonderful time sometimes.
Sometimes.
You just got to carve it out. I used to always say that the secret to life was that life is supposed to stink. From birth to death, nothing is supposed to go right. So every moment of happiness that you steal, that's you jabbing it to the universe.
Yes.
That's
jabbing it to the man.
Yeah.
Or to the universe, like you said.
Yeah.
It's well put. So, yeah, you know, you're talking about Ed's, you know, I've eaten breakfast there a couple times, and I've eaten more lunch than anything.
You've drank breakfast there a few times
I
as well.
I have. Yeah. Yes, I have. I've had my share. Yeah. But
you're sharing three or four other people's.
Uh-huh.
If they're teetotalers.
But I can't tell you what I did last Sunday where I ate at.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you didn't eat anything.
Well, see, all my days running.
Sounds like you ate at the garage.
If you work as many days and hours as I do, they all run together. And I can't tell you. Now, I can tell you, I know where I was at Monday because I had an incident happen.
Oh, no.
An incident. And, another poke bowl place opened up.
And Pokey. Pokey.
Pokey bowl.
Yeah.
Another Pokey bowl place opened up. It was called Pokey Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Food was delicious. Family was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Family was so sweet. They also own some donut shops, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, they had this drink, and it was non-alcoholic.
His kids
were lined up to get it.
Yeah.
And it looks like a cross between a milkshake and a Frosty of some sort.
Okay.
So I got the banana mango, and it has like truffle balls, not truffle balls, but.
Oh, dude, you had boba tea.
Yeah, okay. Boba tea,
yeah,
that's it.
Tapioca pearls at the bottom.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Pearls. Anyway.
Some people don't care for it. I love boba tea.
Yeah, and I kind of stayed away from the little pearls.
Oh, no. That's the.
Well,
like gummy
I got
bears.
To them eventually, yeah. But I was sitting there drinking it, and all of a sudden, and I'm bad about this. It goes down the wrong pipe sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I had a coughing spell, and I took it to the car, and so I could try to, just strain to get this stuff back up out of my air passages, and get it where it was supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, I thought maybe I did some damage to one of my eyes because I started seeing for all the rest of the week. Everything I looked at was jagged or checkered looking. And what are you laughing about? I could lose my eyesight.
Yeah, but I didn't.
But
it's just your description of jagged or checkered.
Well,
I've never heard things described as
that. Doctor, I ended up going to the doctor on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and he described it perfectly. It's like I've lost some pixels.
Yeah.
So anyway, he said, now, Mike, I need to be serious here. How much do you drink? In general?
Did you reply with, how much do they make?
Anyway, thank God I didn't have any torn holes or rips or anything in my retina. So
your rods and cones are in perfect order.
They're in fine shape. He is worried about my nutrition, because, you know, doctors can look in your eyes and they can tell where you're lacking in certain things. So I go back next month, or now it is next month, so yeah. September 21st, and he wants to examine me without dilating my eyes. And I'm going to tell you what, it's hard to get around when they've dilated your eyes.
Everything's bright.
Yeah. White is so bright, it's almost blinding. You have to wear shades. And so anyway.
Because your future's so bright.
But he says, he's worried about my intake, my food. And so he said, I think it's a nutritional thing. So I guess if things start looking jagged and
checkered, head to the salad bar.
And messing some pixels.
Well, I'm going to help you out, buddy.
How's that?
Starting tomorrow, Rouse's salad bar and hot bar is back.
Woohoo!
And, hey. You know, I went into a Publix last week. As far as I can tell, they never shut theirs down.
They did.
They may have. It's just because I missed a gap in there. But I've never been to a Publix that didn't have a hot bar running. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, it's also...
Is that signs of normalcy almost pertinent here?
No.
You got to get it with a mask.
Yeah, but I know that is one of your favorite places to eat, is all grocery stores that have a good hot bar and salad bar, especially if they got soups.
I tell you, the Fairhope Greers. Doggone good chicken, fried chicken.
Mm.
The Van Cleve Greers.
Yes.
Catfish.
Yeah.
They have a killer cat, and they got the chicken and pickles, fried pickles on a stick.
Yeah.
On a stick.
On a stick is the best food, man.
You just don't. I mean, you go into some of these. There's some hidden gems out there,
right?
In the gas stations, like our buddy up there at Chevron in Satsuma, Bill.
Some of the best barbecue in the county. If you didn't know, Leanna, it's at a Chevron station in Satsuma.
But he does a Cajun breakfast gumbo.
Yeah.
Oh.
What it is a bowl of grits, and you get to top it however you want. Cheese, bacon, panaco, patty, sausage.
Andouille or that other one in there.
Andouille or andouille?
Nah, what's the other one?
Boudin?
Huh? Boudin? I have not seen boudin on the menu.
Boudin.
I haven't seen that there. But I also haven't been there in a few years.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I was watching Guy last night, and they were showing this guy, Yankee from New Orleans, up there in a restaurant, and he makes his own boudin. Man, I thought that was pretty cool. Still don't like it.
You know, maybe our listeners don't, but I auditioned for Food Network Star several years ago when I was at Lucky and got a callback, got pretty close to making it. At the callback, and when I get there, they're running behind. I end up hanging out in a hotel hallway for about 2 hours waiting on my turn, and I get to hear everyone else that made the callback, and it's me and one other chef and then this guy who just went in, and we can hear his spiel out in the hallway because he's very excited. You've never seen anything like me before. I'm the California Cajun. I do stuff no one's ever heard of. He goes, like this dish today, no one's ever done this before. This is gumbo pizza. And I looked at the other chef and I said, I was at the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo last week. They were serving gumbo pizza. And he goes, there's 42 restaurants in the French Quarter that serve gumbo pizza. That guy did not make the cut either.
What goes on gumbo pizza?
You use the roux with a little bit of seafood stock, and that's your base. And then you just put your onions and your celery and your bell peppers and your shrimp.
Put your Trinity on there.
Yeah, you put your Trinity.
So everything goes in gumbo, you just put it on dough.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But, I like that.
Yeah. That fella did not make the cut either. That was the
it
year.
Doesn't
it
doesn't fall
more
through your fork, does it?
When yeah, there's that.
Wow, I never heard of that.
Mike is intrigued now. He's gonna leave finding some gumbo.
I know. I see the hamster running.
I'm gonna put it on my list right behind the spam fagua.
The spam fagua.
Ew.
Panini Pete, if you are listening, sir, call in and tell Mike why that's not possible. I know your CIA background. You'll be able to explain it to him on
a
third grader's level.
I'm gonna prove the world wrong.
I'm not gonna have any.
Then I'm gonna be famous.
Where's our stuff? Grape leaves.
Man.
Oh yeah, you saw that, didn't you? You know,
where'd you buy them?
I hadn't bought any, but the Mediterranean Cafe right there at the split at O'Shell and Bit Spur.
Yeah.
When he was further up in Spring Hill, I'd just stop by there and get a box of those, sit out in the parking lot and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they were crack, you know, Greek crack.
The leaves are admittedly quite bitter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an IPA person, you'll probably love them.
Mm-hmm.
The filling is what it's all about.
It's all about.
Which is usually a thing called kibbeh or kibbe. Alec Naiman used to make them at the market. He was the only one made, but it's a Lebanese filling of ground meat and
yeah.
And
well, rice. What it reminds me of is like they were going to make stuffed bell peppers,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't have any bell peppers. Hey, but we got these leaves, so they wrapped them up in that and cooked them.
All right, folks, 343-0106. If you want to call or text like David Hubble has, we'll see what he's got to say when we come back.
He's always got something to say.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael.
See.
Well, let's address David Hubble on the Sippage text line real quick. He says he will pass on the gumbo pizza, but he will take a muffaletta pizza.
Hmm.
Which you can kind of do. I've done one. You use Italian dressing as your base.
Mm-hmm.
And then all your meats. Capicola, your salami, whatever meat you like to throw on that. And just top, you know, or instead of the Italian dressing, you just use nothing but the olive spread as your
I like that.
Sauce. Yeah. But the Italian dressing helps the moisture of it. It
yeah.
gets a little dry with that. You could probably put a little of that in it because all of the things that are in a basic Italian dressing are also helping to flavor the Italian olive salad.
Mm-hmm.
And then your meats and your provolone.
Provolone.
And your mayonnaise.
I like mayonnaise.
Yeah, mayonnaise does not go
like your
on
mayonnaise you used to make at Lucky.
Yeah, that was the, we called it Ulster aioli, although it had nothing to do with the Northern Ireland. It was mayonnaise with Lee and Perrin steak sauce mixed in.
Mike, what's his name, on the Create channel. He's
Bailey?
Not on there yet, but he's a big proponent about making your own mayonnaise. And he'll give some lessons on the creative, how to make your own mayonnaise.
I was at a restaurant where we were trying to make everything we could out of scratch. And I said, when are we going to start making mayonnaise from scratch? Mm-hmm. And the chef said, as soon as they come up with a recipe that's shelf stable for more than 3 days.
Yeah.
Guess what? We have a guest.
We have a big announcement.
Big, huge guest.
Well, we're going to be part of the big announcement. We got our buddy Tony Sawyer from Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fatton Abbey. Tony, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
God, I hadn't heard your voice in so long. It's so warm and fuzzy sounding.
He needs a Bailey's breakfast.
Hey, so you guys, I'm opening back up the restaurant tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So we can serve some more good food. And it's been a long time coming, and unfortunately, what's happened in the past with COVID, the outbreak of downtown Mobile has really cooled down a lot. So we find that a good opportunity to open back up. And let's get moving. Keep eat local. Shop
absolutely.
Local, all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yep. I got a dish for you to contemplate. I know you've already named a dish after Mike. But just bear with me a moment, Tony. Bowl of rice, hamburger patty, gravy. You see where I'm going, right? The Hawaiian loco
absolutely.
Mocha? Yeah. Well, this is loco mico. Because you want to mix a little bit of chunky peanut butter into the gravy. You want to top it with grilled pineapple and the fried egg.
Hmm.
Loco mico.
Hmm.
Oh.
There's your Tiki Week dish.
I like that.
The loco
like
mico.
Like he's just that. Loco.
You know, unfortunately, you guys and everybody out there in radio land listening, you know, it's very hard. Warming to know that I can open back up the restaurant and pursue my dream of being a business owner and a restaurateur. So I'm happy. I'm excited about tomorrow.
Well, we are too. I am. So, I don't like cooking my own eggs anymore.
I hear you. Well, come on down to Bob's Downtown Restaurant, corner of Fat and Happy. Hey, we're going to do some online ordering too. I have that in the works. So that
nice.
Should be up and going pretty soon.
How much, before the pandemic, how much of your business was to go anyway? You know, like with a waiter and all that. About how much, what percentage would you say?
It was a low percentage. I would probably say around 15-20%.
Mm-hmm. I've really seen it pick up, you know, not because of the COVID, but I'm just wondering how much that's going to maintain when people realize, wow, I can get this delivered to my house.
And don't have an extra $600 a week to pay for it with. So right now it doesn't hurt for them to pay for it because they've you know, just been getting money hand over fist from the government.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say anything.
Right.
Money doesn't last forever. You know, eventually it's going right. to burn out. We have to stimulate our economy by going back open again. So we've got to get back to work. America has to get back to work.
Exactly. People got to get hungry again.
Mm-hmm. Well, employees, the number one thing you need to survive is food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, employees got to get hungry again and get back out there and make their own money.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't be lazy America anymore. I don't know, man. I love everybody, and I just want everybody to be safe and be happy, and let's get, you know, Mobile's economy going back, Baldwin County, Mobile County, our local area.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because if we get our economy booming, we can just pick up tab for everybody else, man. You just have to spend enough money with us that we can do it and it not hurt us. That's all right.
That's right.
Well, Tony, it's exciting news. And we're
great
glad
hearing your voice again.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I love you guys, man. Thank y'all very much.
Well, we love you, and
y'all ever done for me to help me grow that business down there, and I'll do whatever I can to pay it forward. That's for sure.
Well, you certainly do with everything you do for law enforcement and all the other charities. You are the example of pay it forward, buddy.
I don't know if I'll be there in the morning, but I'll certainly be there this week. For sure.
All right, well, come on. We'll open up tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. I got a new kitchen crew, so I'll introduce you to them.
All righty, buddy. All right, take care.
Have a great day, fellas.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Provolone.
Now, Stu, I'm hearing rumbles from Flo Shell area.
Really?
The Flo Shell area. That,
what's going
that
on there?
Maybe next week, Butch Cassidy's will be back
open.
So maybe we can get Roy to call
world
in next
famous
Sunday.
Butch Burger.
That's it. It is world famous now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get Butch. We'll get Roy to call in next Sunday to verify those rumors to see if they're true or not. Because inquiring minds want to know.
Do they?
Our listeners want to know if that's true or not.
Keith wants to know. We got this on the text line. Wants to know if we're breaking down beef or are we getting boned beef at Rouse's. We're getting a combination. What you get is hard to get right now. If you've been in Walmart, they don't have any meat most of the time. Because they don't have any butchers on hand. You know, they just have stock clerks in white coats that pull things out of a box, put it on styrofoam, wrap it, and put it out. And it's hurt them. It's a good model for them under normal times because Walmart is not a grocery store. They just have a small grocery section.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't expect that they would provide the same services as a Rouse's or a Piggly Wiggly or Greer's because they're not that.
Yeah.
And so, this isn't a slight towards Walmart. This is just their business model. I've been in a few other of the larger chains. They don't have the meat that we do at Rouse's because we have smaller contracts with companies, and we're able to fulfill them. We're getting in both, and this hasn't changed. If we're serving boneless ribeye, the rib roast comes in boneless to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we're doing bone-in, it comes with the bone in it, and we cut it like that. And the reason for that is we actually purchase a larger rib without the bone so that when we cut it, the steaks are larger and they fit in the containers.
Yeah.
The bone ones, because you've got the bone on there, you want a little smaller rib to begin with so it'll still fit in the containers. And you'll have a similar size.
Can you buy bigger containers?
They've got to fit, Mike. They got to fit, you know, so that things look orderly. I'm learning a whole bunch about this.
There's got to be, and I know there is.
Well, there are bigger ones, but they all need to be the same size.
A tomahawk container.
We just wrap it best we can, but we do sell tomahawks.
Yeah,
and at the
I've had a porterhouse before from
I got a select porterhouse when we had them on sale a couple of weeks ago. Just phenomenal, select. You know, which is not a bad grade, and honestly, that's what most, like Walmart, you know, they're actually, their base is one grade below select. Most grocery stores serve select and choice. We do select, choice, and then we have prime in the smokehouse. Publix does prime, but you don't find prime everywhere. Most people do select and choice. Select is a little less fat, you know, so it's leaner, it's healthier, but that also tends to make it tougher.
Right.
Was not the problem with the porterhouse because you got the bone there. The bone saves you from the
That's
toughness.
That's where the flavor is.
Yeah. And so, you know, bone-in ribeyes. You
know, it's all
That's
I'm,
why, yeah. So if you get a select bone-in ribeye.
Bone-in ribeye.
Yeah, and that's why the doctor wants to talk to you about your nutrition.
Do they have a bone-in filet?
Yeah. Well, I've worked at a restaurant where we served bone-in filet.
Huh.
Got a couple that came in one night, and they said, can you split that on two different plates? And the chef called the server to the back, and he goes, do you have a bone saw in your car? No, chef. I don't have a bone saw. Go ask the customer if they have a bone saw, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to split a bone-in filet mignon. Take them an extra plate and an extra fork and knife.
One gets the bone, the other don't.
Yeah. And, you know, there's an important differentiation. Sharing means, you know, Heather and I will get one dish, put it between us, and we'll eat it. That's sharing.
Off one plate.
Splitting means two different plates. Well, if you want two different plates, order two different entrees.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Or you should expect them to charge you extra because
a lot of places do.
Because they should. Because they got to wash that plate. They've got to, you know, if there's six people at your table and you all want to do that, now that you're having to send multiple servers out there when you shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
One server should be able to handle three couples that are sharing a dish because it's just three plates. Now, you'll put the appetizer plates down that you do for appetizers, but I've seen people that is, no, I want half of the potato on my plate and half on it. No, that's a charge. You're making us do the same work, but you're not paying for it. So keep that in mind. Sharing, we're going to split the same plate. Split, right. You want it separately, expect an additional cost. How about that?
I'm cool with that.
We got some text to talk about when we get back. Yeah. Plus some other
you
stuff.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, Leanna, tell us who that is and what that is.
That is Alabama Big Earl, and he's singing about Meemaw K-Ivy shutting down the bars at 11 o'clock.
Because she and her staff have determined that the only time COVID is actually a risk is from 11 until dawn.
Now, everybody keeps blaming everything on Meemaw. Now, it's not Meemaw. That was the ABC board that did that, which we all know they're a bunch of backwards. Anyway.
Aren't they? Isn't it illegal for them to exist according to the state constitution?
Yes, it is. No, to the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, to the U.S. Constitution.
I mean, they can have a board, but, you know, the state is not supposed to operate a business that will compete against private enterprise. And that battle's been going on for decades, and everybody thought, well, when George Wallace dies, it'll change. Well, no, he still must be getting some revenue off of it. I don't know what's going on. I'm just being silly. And
well, let's just remember that Montgomery is one of the biggest swamps in the country. It and everyone not. Talks about wanting to drain the swamp. And down here, that means get rid of Democrats. Well, Montgomery's full of Republicans, and they are the least trustworthy politicians in the country. Both sides are.
Both sides are, yeah.
And all the evidence you need is look at what Mobile and Baldwin County roads look like and look at the rest of the state because they paid for it with our money.
Yeah.
They stole that money from Mobile and Baldwin County. And I honestly, it would be a power move, but Kay comes down here, sheriff needs to put her in jail
for theft.
Actually, it was LoveGov that stole it, but you see what I'm saying.
40% of the state's tax revenue comes
70.
From...
70%.
I've been told 40.
Yeah, it's
comes
70.
From Mobile, Baldwin County.
Yeah, 70% of the budget.
And let's
comes
just
from
say
Baldwin
we
County.
Were to secede from the state.
Yeah.
And we would be like the American Riviera down here and join in with Mississippi and Florida and create our own little
recreate the state of Northwest Florida, which it used to be.
Yeah.
Mississippi, Alabama, and Northwest Florida.
It did,
Florida
all the way along
state.
Over in Mississippi. You'll see historical markers over in Mississippi that said this used to be West Florida.
So, I'm for it.
There you go. But this used to be Louisiana, too. So.
But we got to annex Auburn to make sure that we have a state football team we can be proud of. And you can root for the other state if you want to. Bad guys.
Well, look, one thing that upsets me about this whole COVID thing, closing at 11 o'clock, is everybody knows when you go out to a piano bar, they always wait to play that one song you want to hear after 11 o'clock.
Right.
So now we won't be able to hear it. Yep. And here's the reason why. It's Sweet Caroline. You know why? Because there's no touching hands. No reaching out.
None.
No touching you.
Mm-mm.
And no touching me.
Definitely not me.
So no more Sweet Caroline.
No more.
Until this is all over with and Meemaw lets us go back to touching hands again. So, anywho.
And it's easy for us to pick on Governor Meemaw because most of her decisions have been so absolutely terrible.
But somebody's telling her.
But she's not the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, the CDC, folks, we keep seeing these memes. Oh, I'm glad people with Google search engines know more than the experts. Well, as it's played out, we morons with Google search engines know more than the CDC. Fauci changes his mind every week.
Almost every day.
He just came out and said masks are useless. He came out Friday and said that you need to get the face shield. Well, you and I have been saying that for 4 months. Because we can Google things.
It'd be like, I'd get me a football helmet like I used to wear. I had my wrestling belt and my football helmet
and
with a shield
with
on the front.
One bar across the front. That's the one, the old Jim Plunkett. That's
some of those Leslie Snipe glasses.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're going to get your Davidson helmet, it'd be leather, wouldn't it? They didn't make them out of leather yet?
Yeah, we were still practicing without helmets. But.
Ooh, that explains a lot.
Hey, sad news in the entertainment world.
Yeah.
And I got to – I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, you do.
Wilford Brimley died.
Passed away.
Diabetes. Andy MacDonald, you say, hey, Mike, say diabetes. You look like Wilford Brimley. Say diabetes. So
– yeah.
But when I saw,
but that
I
ties into food because didn't he used to sell – be the
Quaker Oats?
Yeah, right? Quaker. There we go. Food
well
–
Yul Brynner used to eat wild hickory nuts, and he died of an ulcer. So, anyway, I had to check. When I saw last night Wilford Brimley died, I went and I always do my own fact-checking nowadays.
Yeah, because so you have posted it. Several times
whatever.
Things that were obvious hoaxes.
Well, I learn, okay? Yeah. I learn. Yeah. So, anyway, I checked, and I said, August 1st, 2020. Yeah. And I said, oh, my God. Folks, I thought he's been dead. For years, anyway. I'm sorry.
I posted it on the FM Talk 106 page, I went and checked it because I thought the same thing.
I thought he'd been. I'm sorry to laugh, but I'm just laughing at me. I'm not laughing that he died. He's a great actor, and I miss him on whatever he used to be on those shows.
Great in The Firm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, remember he was the security guy that Tom Cruise beat unconscious with a briefcase.
Oh, okay.
Because it took a briefcase. Tom Cruise was in The Firm.
He beat up an innocent old grandfather.
That had a gun, was trying to kill him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's different.
but, you remember The Firm. Nobody was innocent.
No, I didn't watch. I don't watch situation shows like that.
That was based on a book by a Southerner.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, The Firm by John Grisham.
Yeah, it was a movie.
Oh, you said Tom Cruise. Okay,
Tom Cruise. Yeah, he played Mitchell McDeer.
I was thinking Tom Selleck. I choked on that darn shake last week, and nothing's been right. Everything's
boba tea.
Jagged
it's
looking.
Boba tea.
I'm missing pixels.
It wasn't a shake. It was a tea.
Okay.
It was a tea. It's boba tea. Sometimes called bubble tea because Americans are goofy and we mispronounce things and we think everyone else is wrong. Like when people like my buddy Mike here go to the Japanese place where they do all the stuff there and thing, and they go, "We went to the hibachi." No, you didn't. That's not a hibachi. A hibachi is a little iron grill you put charcoal in. You went to a teppanyaki grill. But we learned the wrong word for it, and now every day we screw things up.
Mm-hmm. You know? As Americans, really?
Yeah. Carl Tilley used to get so frustrated when he had Kitchen on George because he put a beer blanc on there, and people wouldn't order the dish because they didn't know what beer blanc was. So he finally changed it to butter wine sauce. Like, why didn't you call it from the beginning? Because that's not the name of it. The name of it's beer blanc. Get a dictionary, you hillbilly.
And to think that Mobile used to be the center of culture in the South when the French
in the country.
Yeah, the country when the French ran things.
There's a wonderful book.
Back when you were a kid.
Yes.
And then here come Bud Light and Miller Light and Yeti's coolers and we just went to pot.
Yeah.
And
Costa sunglasses. Who needs a $300 pair of sunglasses? I can sit on a $5 pair just as well. I can lose them over the side of the boat just as well as I can do with a $300 pair.
I was telling a customer last night, I said, "Don't forget your sunglasses." And his wife said, "He had two pair of Costas last week up in Memphis, and he lost both pairs the same day."
Now, I did hear some new expensive sunglass company has a lifetime warranty that includes losing. You lose them, they'll send you another pair.
Mm.
But you're still going to be without sunglasses for a week waiting on your latest pair of $400 sunglasses.
I go pay $4.99 in the Walmart fishing department and get me a pair.
And they're polarized.
And I put one of them little rubber hoses around it, and it stays on my neck until it burns.
It's neoprene.
Until it burns, rubs a sore in my neck. So. Yeah. Anyway, and if I cry over $4.99, I just ain't making enough money. So,
well, let's talk about the restaurant business real quick here.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
these numbers are from the last week from ABC News. 16,000 restaurants have closed permanently in the U.S. So far.
I don't doubt it.
In 3 months, we lost 18,000 small businesses because of 9/11. All small businesses. Mm-hmm. 18,000. We're already up to 16,000 restaurants, and we're not even halfway through this for the restaurant industry. And we're just getting started in the restaurant industry. McDonald's has announced they're closing 200 locations. Starbucks is closing 400 locations.
Good.
Subway has closed a lot of locations, and they laid off 100 people at their headquarters. That's the boss people. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell simplified their menu. McDonald's has simplified their menu. Now, these are all things that are happening because of COVID, but at the same time, these were things that needed to happen for this industry. They were going to happen slowly over the next 10 years. COVID's just making it all happen. Market correction. We all know the term.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a market correction that is decades overdue in this country, in the restaurant industry.
Right.
We have too many. There's too much competition, and that's why you can't make money at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you're having to cut prices so low, you can't afford to pay good people to keep them.
Right.
And you can't afford to make any profit off the food because people are like, well, I'll just go across the street and pay $4.95 for this $35 meal.
Mm-hmm.
So COVID has expedited the failure of the American restaurant system, but it was coming.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find is more simple menus, as they should be.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a restaurant that has something for everyone because they don't have anything worth eating.
Yeah.
As simple as that. The too many restaurants, well, now you're going to create more demand for the restaurant employees. Mm-hmm. So now the cream of the crop can all get it together at one restaurant instead of having one stud at each restaurant, a bunch of okay people, and three or four that are terrible.
Well, what it does, too, is it rids the company, corporations, of their non-producing stores.
Yep.
And they've probably been wanting to
shut it down
anyway.
McDonald's said most of theirs are the ones that are inside of Walmart.
Lowest producers, yeah.
Yeah.
And I can see that. But I you know, you were talking about reducing their menus, okay? Mm-hmm. Me and my friend Bob, we ate at Briquette's several weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut their menu back drastically, mm-hmm. which it's a good thing they did. I mean, because
yeah.
they used to have so much stuff on there, it's hard to make up your mind.
When you have a large menu, all mm-hmm. you really do then is focus on the things you're known for.
Absolutely.
If you're a burger place, your burger's going to be great. Everything else you're going to get in mm-hmm. frozen mm-hmm. and reheat.
Yeah.
You can't do all of that stuff from scratch.
Well, I got to say,
smaller menu, you can focus on it, and now everything on your menu is exceptional, whereas as it is now, most people have two or three things that are exceptional, and everything else is mediocre.
I got to say, the Briquettes, it was fabulous.
Yeah,
it
they're great. Fabulous. Great people.
343-0106.
Hey, that's our number.
Our text line.
Yeah, or our call line. We'll do either. We don't care.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Michael, what are your thoughts, really, about the 11 o'clock, the Gestapo coming in at 11 o'clock? And telling you, if you drink at 11:01, you're going to die immediately of COVID-19.
You know, as a responsible adult and human being.
Did you read this?
I hate it. You know, I think it's silly, but I know this is going to probably shock you.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been out past 11 o'clock. So.
No.
And they are elbow to elbow. The young people mm-hmm. in some of the bars are elbow to elbow.
Yeah.
I can see where their concerns are because some of the biggest growth among the numbers are among young people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a lot of testosterone stuff going on,
yeah.
hormonal stuff.
Well,
going
especially
on.
Since
young
they
people,
get it and 48 hours later, they're done with it. I mean, that's 80% of people that catch COVID are over it in 2 days.
Well, I had a good close friend. She had to go in the hospital. Another friend, she's just mm-hmm. sitting at home wiping her dripply nose.
Well, that has nothing to do with COVID.
But no, yeah. She has COVID.
Oh.
But that's all she's experienced.
The dripping nose?
Just the runny nose. She was diagnosed with COVID, yeah. and she just got a runny nose. My other friend
mm-hmm.
had to go in the hospital. It mm-hmm. affects everybody differently.
Yeah.
So, and
they're saying that there's probably six different strains of
yeah.
it. And
it has to do with your own body chemistry.
And then, you know, there's a really good story about some nurses that were concerned about how everyone was testing mm-hmm. positive. So they were taking the swabs out of the paper into a tube and sending it off without ever administering it. No mm-hmm. human hand touched it. And she had like two or three come back positive.
Well, I had to be tested
so
again.
So a bunch of the nurses started doing it, and they found that tons of the swabs were testing positive for COVID-19 without ever touching a human being.
Mm.
So we got some bad tests out there.
Or testers or whatever.
You know, and then they have caught some and recalled several yeah. of the swabs. So this is probably what's going on.
I still think a lot of it has to do, especially among the young people, mm-hmm. is they drink White Claw.
Yeah.
I think White Claw has a lot to do
easy,
with it.
Easy, Heather, easy.
We didn't have this problem.
When it was just
White
Zima.
Claw, and when it was just Zima.
When it was just
Zima never did this to Americans. Yeah. But now we got White Claw
mm-hmm.
and Truly.
Now, Heather loves her Trulies.
See, she's part of the problem. She's young and she's drinking those. They taste like flat. Been sitting out in the sun all
tastes
day
like a,
mixed drinks.
Would you say they cocktails. Taste like a LaCroix with alcohol in them?
Because
she loves LaCroix.
A flat LaCroix.
And look, yeah. for those who haven't had LaCroix or similar sparkling flavored waters, there was a wonderful meme that said, LaCroix just released three new flavors. The first one is a strawberry truck drove near the plant. One of them is your neighbor bought some bananas. And the final one was like, there's blueberries in the next county over. There is so little flavor to these. But she loves them. It's exactly the amount of flavor that she likes. She doesn't want to get hit in the face with syrup,
mm-hmm.
have it coat her tongue. So I guess these hard seltzers are just a LaCroix with a little bit of vodka in them.
Well, I'm just saying, tequila's never done me this way. Done anybody this way.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure it's done something.
And neither has a full body Cabernet.
Yeah.
And now.
But tequila has led many people to purge their systems.
That's a good thing.
Violently.
That's so good. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Perhaps that may have happened to me at a Tex-Mex place in Houston one time. I am neither going to confirm nor deny.
Doesn't tequila make you lose your clothes, too?
That, too. And I'm going to tell you what. When I was 19 years old, there was a bar on Dolphin Street called One Nostalgia Place. It was the first disco ever.
Oh, my
and
God.
I forgot to eat that day. And I had several, and the song by the Eagles, Tequila Sunrise, was very popular then, and I was drinking Tequila Sunrises. And I did not touch tequila for another 41 years after that night.
That's
but I had someone talk me into it, and 1800 silver, love it.
Jornitos. I've got some Jose Cuervo Platinum that is sippable like whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
But Friday night, I had whiskey. You know, Heather got me that beautiful bottle of Ardbeg.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some friends over, did roasted chicken, made a dressing with Hall's Andouille sausage, sourdough and cornbread in the dressing, gravy from scratch, just good home comfort meal, made a bread pudding at the end with a Kraken rum sauce on it. After they went home, I went, it's scotch time. I poured myself a double. And I dozed off with about two sips left.
Mm-hmm.
So she woke me up. I killed him, went on to bed. But, God, that Ardbeg is beautiful stuff.
Drinks yourself to sleep.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
With one glass.
Well, some people are lightweights.
Yeah. I do not drink much. And because of that, it affects me quickly. And that way I save money. I learned that in high school, man, because we were all, man, I don't want no cheap beer, man. Heineken, man, let's get Heineken. Oh, you do realize that none of us have any money, right? So we would get 1 6-pack of Heineken, and the rest would be a case of Miller Lite, because we realized after the third beer, all beer tastes the same, unless, you know, it's like a stout or something. But after three, you can't tell the difference between a Heineken and a Miller Lite, not when you're 17. I'm sorry, 21 years old.
We all have stories.
Well, I will say that I did drink at the age of 18 when the drinking age in Alabama was 21, but that's because the drinking age in Mississippi was still 18, and I went to a high school that was 15 minutes from the state line.
Did you ever go to the Red Barn?
Down in Pascagoula, Biloxi?
Right there, state line.
Yeah. I think I drove through it once coming back from, what was that club? Thunder's Tavern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Thunder's Tavern, and I stopped at the beer barn on the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've got my...
I can't believe you went to Thunder's, but...
No, I went to...
It was a heavy metal bar.
I went to the Red Barn a lot.
I bet.
Yeah, I grew up in Theodore. I remember the Red Barn.
Yeah, and it was such a weird
situation. That
was an
Alabama institution. It was in Mississippi.
Alabama changed the drinking age right before I turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
It was 19 in Alabama.
Yeah, and then they grandfathered everybody in.
And then I went to school in Mississippi where it was still 18, and I was 18, so I was able to drink for the first semester of college. And then Mississippi changed theirs to 21, but they didn't grandfather anybody, which wasn't legal.
I had just gotten into the wine business 35 years ago when they changed the law, but they did grandfather everybody in that was already 19.
In Alabama.
So the salesman before me, he was making a lot of money, and then my pay started grandfathering away. There weren't 19, 20-year-olds out there drinking anymore. Folks, it's time to go. I know.
Oh,
that's
man.
Sad. But we'll be back next week. I think.
Is that a promise?
Next week's my birthday. I don't know if I'm going to come in or not.
Whatever, man.
So, anyway. Shop local, be local, eat local, stay local. Go see Tony tomorrow. Next week is Roy.
And the Haberdasher reopened.
Oh, yeah, the Haberdasher reopened.
Go have a fine cocktail. Read their procedures, folks. It's no longer walk in, find a thing. The bar is closed. You come in, they will seat you and bring everything to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, food or drink.
Great place. Get out there, tip. Well, folks, this is a hard time for servers right now.
Yeah, because the ones working aren't making as much money as the ones not working.
Right.
Not anywhere near as
much
money.
Yes,
but they still got the bills to pay.
There you go. All right.
What do we got to do? Oh, what are we missing? What are we missing? Is there something? I don't know. Provolone. We'll be right back.